Of all the professions that ever were named, the tailor's, though slight, it is much to be famed for various invention and antiquity. No trade with the tailor's compared may be, for warmth and distinction and fashion he doth provide for both sexes with silk stuff and cloth. Then do not disdain him, or slight him, or flout him, since if well considered you can't live without him. But let all due praises that can be made to honor and dignify the tailor's trade. When Adam and Eve out of Eden were hurled, they were at that time king and queen of the world. Yet this royal couple were forced to play the tailors and put themselves in green array. For modesty's and for necessity's sake, they had figs for the belly and leaves for the back. And afterwards clothing with sheepskins they made. Then judge if the tailor's was not the first trade, the oldest profession, and they are but railers who scoff and deride men that be merchant tailors. Some say that the shoemaker's trade do outgo him, but I am persuaded it is much below him. When he's at the bottom, the tailors are the top. When the shoemaker kneels, the stout tailor stands up, embracing and lacing his madam so fair, and decking her body with robes debonair. There is no fault for so to be found with this trade, although there's small difference twixt mistress and maid. And therefore, in short, I do count them but railers who shall undervalue the brave merchant tailors. If princes and people stark naked should go, who could their grandeur or dignity know? It would pretty modest fair virgins perplex, cause nakedness shows the distinction of sex. And therefore the tailor to fortify nature by art and formalities covers the creature. To every person he gives a due dress, which doth in fit order their callings express. Then let all your praises be properly made to commend and dignify the tailor's trade. With various persons in habit he deals, and with outward shapes inward secrets conceals. Distortion of body and foulness of mind, that under good clothing you can't quickly find. A wife in high habit hath often been seen, who is rank as a goat, yet as rich as a queen. Such power hath apparel that covers the skin, all embroidered without and corrupted within. This falsehood doth not in the tailor's art lurk, but in the foul members that set him to work. Kings, princes, dukes, marquesses, earls, viscounts, lords, have royal apparel from tailor's shop board. Grave bishops and judges, knights, gentlemen, yeomen, with all the degrees of men, children, and women, all sorts and distinctions of landmen and sailors are robed, gowned, and coated, and tackled by tailors in gallant apparel. Your marshalman thunders, good clothes estimation. 10 kings of the brave merchant tailors are free, as 22 princes and dukes also be, 27 bishops right reverend and good, and 47 earls are of this brotherhood, with 77 bold barons and lords, as may be produced from our ancient records. Then judge if the dignified tailors have not cause for estimation there to be forgot, since none of good fashion but ranters and railers will wrong the right worshipful merchant tailors.